Do we need to do it all, Raymie? Stop in case one.
Okay. I think we're...
Not selling happiness.
Back up and running.
Okay. Based on information and testimony that was provided by the inspector and the respondent, chair would entertain a motion. Finally, respondent previously in noncompliance and currently in compliance and imposing a will fine up to $5,000 per occurrence. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
I don't know if it was Mr. Bowens has the motion, Mr. Brown has the second. Other questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Okay, Mr. St. Pierre, we have imposed a will fine, which means if there are any subsequent violations, we can fine you up to $5,000 per occurrence. Okay? Thanks very much, and good luck with your business.
Thank you.
Dan, just as an aside, is it these are all complaints?
They're all on the same block.
By this,
I get
the
calls
merchant,
on them.
So it's one big happy family.
As soon as I leave there, I get another call. I go back out, and it's the same thing. So I just hit the whole block.
And the ones that are is it mostly the ones that are complying that make the complaints.
No, they do on each other.
They do on
whether
each
they're
other.
In compliance or not. They all. Oh. There's even others. I just haven't got to send them yet, but
we can expose.
They're on their way.
Okay.
I think that was the last one.
Get that one out of the way. Is Michael around? He only has one. Number 10, Michael. Mm-hmm. He's here.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. I didn't see him over there. He only has one, so we can get him out.
Take care.
He's got several.
Several of them.
Also.
Oh, okay. We can just do Eddie then.
Yep.
Eight?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Case number 8.
7 in compliance.
Is he around? Oh, there he is. Case number 8 is CEB 071275. Horace R. and Tammy T. Brotnax. Property is located at 572 Magnolia Avenue, a.k.a. 155 South Martin Luther King Boulevard. Morning, Ms. Broadnax.
Morning. Could you state your name, please?
Horace Broadnax.
You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
The compliance date has been set for September 5th, 2012. We're here for a progress report. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, members of the board. Currently, not much has been done aside from securing the front property for Magnolia. The 572 Magnolia property was secured. The rear door has been secured. But the fence hasn't been repaired, and not much work has been done to the other structures. We need basically a game plan on what he's going to do for the next 30 days.
Okay. Thank you. Well, next, what would you like to tell us? Especially based on Mr. Lopez's testimony.
Well, you know, the last time I was here, just like you said, just trying to get a game plan. I think we secured the front property. We cleaned it out. I mean, obviously, these are old films from the last time we hit the property. I agree with Mr. Lopez that the back fence hadn't been taken care of. As far as the stairs are concerned, I have people ready to do it. My main issue is just getting a contractor in place to pull the permits. I mean, you know, obviously, if we do the work without the contractors, I'm going to be in a bigger problem. So as far as the work is, I mean, I'm not necessarily happy with what's going on. But at the same time, I need to get a contractor in place. I have a painter in place. I have an electrician in place. I have the people in place, but we just need to pull permits. My cousins here in town are electricians, so I just need to get a contractor. I don't know if Mr. Lopez had an opportunity to talk to a gentleman that works for the city that is a contractor, but he's prohibited from doing that type of work. So I have a cousin that is working on getting a contractor in place. As soon as I get the contractor in place, I could get the work done. So I'm here. You know, I'm from Savannah, Georgia. It's over 400 miles to get here. I'm a men's basketball coach at that college, and I'm not necessarily trying to bore you with the facts, but just getting some information out. I want to get it done, and it will get done. I mean, two things that it will get done is I respect the authority and the power of this board. I'm a men's basketball coach. That's where I put food on my table. It starts October, where it's going to be the heat of my season. So I just need to get the contract in place. Like I say, I have everything else in order. I evicted yesterday the bottom tenant of this of the duplex. The top tenant, I'm trying to coordinate it where I could get the front property up and running to move him there, so I could really put my hands on getting the stuff done in the other apartment. So it's a coordination issue, a timing issue. I don't know if 30 days I'll get it done, but obviously it's going to be a substantial amount of work done when I appear before the board again. Compliance, I'm not positive.
What about the weeds, Mr. Broadnax? Have you taken care of that? Rotten wood or anything, or are you still waiting for the contractor to take care of that?
No,
let's address the weeds, because the contractor probably will have to replace the wood.
I mean, it was cut like not too soon after the July board. We still have some stuff that we need to move out. I mean, have some trees that need to be trimmed back.
Okay.
That could be taken care of. But the main thing is I have, you know, like I said, I have the painter, the electrician, and the carpenter in place. They're just pulling the permits and just talking with the gentleman from the city, saying that it's not that difficult to pull permits. It's just to have the right people to pull.
How soon will they be starting?
As soon as I get a contract. I mean,
as far as the electrician, they can pull their own permit.
I'm not positive.
They can. It wasn't a question. I was telling you they can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So electricians can pull their own permits. Good.
Have you taken care of, the accumulation of rubbish and garbage?
For the most part, those bushes are gone. It's still some huge, I think on the bike side, maybe it's some logs that cannot necessarily be picked. I mean, it could be picked up by several people. But for the most part, I mean, it's not up to my standards.
We still have some debris that needs to be addressed. As I said earlier, the only advancement that was made was to secure the front property. I knew that the project was a bit arduous, and it would need the time. It's the reason why I requested 60 days. But in the 30 days, I think the time has passed them by and hasn't taken advantage of that time.
So
we need to do a little bit more than just boarding the land properties, the property in the front that was unsecure.
One thing I guess at first you try, Shanae, you could call waste management. It'll be a fee that it's cheaper to do that.
What you saying as far as putting the trash on the side?
Or something was back there.
Yes, it's in the rear. Okay. I mean, my thing is, I'm not necessarily, explanations or excuses. As a basketball coach, they're pretty much the same thing. I'm just saying that I'm out of town. I was here. I had a network of people that I could get it done. I mean, it's here. You know, obviously, I got till September the 5th to comply in the progress. I mean, I drive 400 miles. I mean, today I was mandatory staff and faculty at Savannah State. I'm here using the vacation to be here, so it's not that I'm trying to avoid it. I'm not down the street.
Well, one thing I would like to let you know is here in Florida, especially with this time of year with the rainy season, if you just cut it in two lines, it's like a
weekly
cut. Yes.
Is there anyone that you have locally, Mr. Broadnax, that you, and I know you were previously employed at Bethune-Cookman, do you have anybody locally that you can turn to a trust to get some of these things done for you?
Well, I mean, that's Ted Trotman. I'm not familiar. His father is Darnell Trotman. I mean, that's the guy that I'm kind of spearheading. I don't know if he touched bases with you or not.
the electrical guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then a guy who works for the city that is assisting me with just going through the items here. So I mean, obviously when I'm here and I'm eyeballing people, you know, things get done. But you know, when you text and phone calls, people have a tendency to say, "Yes, we'll get it done." And yes.
Well, I'm concerned. We have a compliance date of September. It's very obvious that you would have a hard time even completing half of this work.
Well, that was my argument back in July the 12th. I mean, just to articulate.
Well, that was the argument that it's a lot of work, but if you don't ever start it, you're never going to finish it. And that's what concerns me. It's not, you can't keep talking to these people about what they're going to do. Some of this stuff could have been done one at a time. The rubbish could have easily been picked up a long time ago. Have you ordered the mechanical appliances to go in for the electrician, or is he going to do that? We've got to start somewhere, and you can't expect all of it to be done one day. The 10 people are going to show up and all go like mad for 20 days. You need to get started with somebody on some of these things, or we're going to be back here having the same discussion about the plan.
Mr. Broadneck's got a question for you. You're stating you were trying to find a general contractor to handle what? I mean, looking at what we have, I think the most significant items can be handled by the electrician. If they're, you know, if you have them on board, they can pull their own permits.
Okay. I mean, my July 12th meeting, I just say, hey, I'm a men's basketball coach. I'm a landlord. I'm not up here professing to know everything that needs. I'm not, you know, once I get the people in place, I'll get it done. I'm just saying it's not that, you know, I'm not trying. I mean,
I guess you need to make sure the electricians you're working with are certified.
Exactly. Because that's the whole point. I mean, if I could get people to do it, handyman people to do
right,
it, but
okay,
it's going to be another issue.
Well, that was my question I was going to ask. Is the person that you're dealing with as an electrician, is he or she licensed?
I'm not positive.
You have to be sure that they're licensed.
Right.
Otherwise, if they are, they can pull their own permits, and they would have the knowledge that they can pull permits. We don't want to beat you up. We just want to make sure that you understand and bring the
problem.
I mean,
I do understand. That's why I was just trying to, give some information about some of the things that I need to get done, because, hey, I want it done, too, so I can focus on the things that I do well. And landlord is not one of them.
Some of these items don't need a contractor.
Like the trash.
The trash, the insect screens. There are a lot of things.
Which...
This just to me isn't much of a progress report in a month, and you come back next month, it will have to be different.
Well, that's what I said. I mean, I respect the board. Obviously, if I come back here next month and stuff is not done, y'all have the authority to.
We do.
I know. So I mean, I respect that.
Okay.
It's a slow progress. Excuse me?
It won't be a surprise.
No, it's not going to be a surprise.
And that's exactly what we don't want to do.
Right.
We would love to see that you've made enough progress that we can extend your time, but you got to get something done.
How long are you here this time, Mr. Broadneck? I know that you're traveling back and forth.
I'm going to be leaving this afternoon.
Okay, so there's no way that you can get any of this done yourself.
I mean, we'll have a conversation with Ted Troutman to push that up. The fact that I'm aware of electrician can be pull the permits, then we'll get that done.
And the most important thing is to make sure everybody's licensed. Otherwise, it's an exercise in futility, and you, like you say, you have a different problem.
I mean, that's the biggest problem. I mean, as far as people saying that, this and that, that's all well and good.
Yeah, see the license.
Exactly.
State license.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's I could have handyman guys do it.
Again,
and then we'll have a problem.
No, ask for the license. If they can verify that they have a license and insurance, you're good to go. But it has to be a state license. I'm not talking about an occupational license for the city. If they're certified, they have a state license. well, it's a general contractor or the electrician or otherwise, they can produce a license.
But you can check the cell phone on
Right. I think Ms. Bryant wants to make a comment.
Charles Bryant, Midtown Redevelopment Project Manager.
Solemnly swear or affirm testimony about to provide
is
the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good morning,
Charles. Good morning. I just wanted to say that if Mr. Broadnax would like, we can take him down to the permits and give him a list of three contractors that we use for the city. I know some of them that I use personally for different things for the city that might be able to meet him on site this afternoon and give him some estimate of some work that he needs to be done. These are licensed contractors, and they do work for the city. We have electricians and everything, but by law we have to give them three. I'll be glad to do that since this is in my area, and I'd like to have it taken care of if he's willing to do that.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Bryant. So we've Mr. Bryant offered you an option, Mr. Broadnax.
That's no problem. I will follow that lead. I mean, that's my whole point, you know, as far as just being tied in. I used to be tied in. I'm not making excuses. If I could get it done, and I'm going to get it done.
Okay. And I agree with Ms. Kundick. If there's no progress at the end of the month, your compliance date has been set currently for September 5th, then we wouldn't have much choice except to probably impose a fine at that time at our next meeting, which would be on September 13th. We would like to avoid that. The goal of this board is to bring the property into compliance, not to impose fines necessarily.
And that's my goal. I mean, I'm not, you know, I don't necessarily want to keep talking of, you know, beating a dead horse to you know, it's 400 miles round trip to get here. So each time I've come here, I've gotten additional information, and it's going to get done. The momentum is picking up, and that was my argument in June 12th that, you know, it was a sizable project. I mean, obviously, it seems like I haven't been doing anything. I've been doing based on my knowledge and, you know.
Just want to share, Mr. Broadnax, if you can spend a little bit of time with Mr. Bryant, you will be able to get most of this done with the contractors that we have on, you know, that the city works with. You can just dedicate some time to spend with him this afternoon. I'm certain that your trips will not be in vain. And the next time you come, you'll be surprised at what has been done, again, working with the, you know, the contractors that they're going to refer you to so that you can stop making blank trips.
Thank you.
And also, Ms. Broder, one thing about Daytona, if there's some money there, I'm sure Mr. Bryant will get someone that's competent to take care of this for you.
Well, I had that conversation with him last meeting. He said there's grants, but the grants are not necessarily funded.
You were saying you were looking for a contractor. What I was saying was if you got the money there, you definitely can get a contractor.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. Do you have anything else, Mr. Broadnax?
No, other than just, you know, obviously it needs to be in compliance. Can I make an argument to extend that come September 3rd based on what has been done?
We can address that at that time.
I just like to make a note that, you know, it's going to be a little bit difficult at this particular time, but I'll get much done, if not all of it done.
We have approximately 30 days. If we see there is some significant progress, we can certainly consider extending it, and thank based you on the inspector's testimony as well.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Be safe.
Mr. Chairman.
How about a break for about 5 minutes?
Okay. Amy, did the AC
fall?
It may have. Yeah.
It's starting to get warm.
Maybe that. Turned it off.
So we didn't make any motion on that case, right?
No, it was just a product for.
Yeah.
Okay. So are we breaking? Did you announce a break? Okay.
Let the record reflect that the meeting reconvened at 10:47. Okay, we're going to
Resume our cases, beginning with case number 21, which is CEB081289, Eric Stack. Property is located at 380 Jefferson Street. We're here to determine compliance and noncompliance.
Eddie Lopez, Daytona Beach Code Enforcement. City of Daytona Beach versus Eric Stack. Property address is 380 Jefferson Street, Daytona Beach City Limits. Property ID is 3818336914020. Who show the pictures there, Vicki, please? Pictures you're about to see are true and accurate. I did speak with Mr. Stack yesterday. He's out of Maryland. The property is trash, junk, and debris throughout the front inside of the property. It's still at the same state. He is stated that he is picking it up. He claims he just received my letter. City is requesting 30 days to come into compliance. I'm sorry, 10 days to come into compliance. He is in the city and doing the pickup. And trying to remove the trash and debris.
10 days versus next cutoff, Eric?
I'm sorry? 10 days.
So you're asking 10 days versus the next cutoff?
Yes, sir.
So if he doesn't do it, then when we come back at the next meeting, we fine him from the 10 days?
Yes.
You don't want to just go non-compliance, next cutoff?
Requesting 10 days if you want to. I mean, that's my recommendation. It's just trash and debris that needs to be removed. The graffiti has been removed. All this debris just needs to be removed from the front and side from the property.
Well, the attorneys feel that's easier.
Yeah, but just we don't meet between now and then.
Right.
So probably the best thing is just get everything accomplished by the next cutoff date. If not, we'll find them.
And based on information testimony provided by the inspector, chair would entertain a motion finding the respondent non-compliance and allowing the respondent until September 5th, 2012 to bring the property into compliance. Will be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day. Is that such a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Smart. Other questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 22 is CEB081290, Betty Kreitman. Property is located at 140 South Keats Street. We're here for consideration of non-compliance or compliance. Respondent is not present.
Morning, Eddie Lopez, Daytona Beach Code Enforcement. City of Daytona Beach versus Kreitman, Betty Kreitman. Property address is 140 South Keats Street. Within Daytona Beach city limits. Property ID is 391-5320-415-0160. The violation is accumulation of rubbish and garbage, trash, junk, and debris. I did speak with the tenant. This is a rental property. Haven't been able to speak with the owner. I've tried to work with this tenant to remove all this trash and debris. The boat has been removed, but aside from that, and the trailer, with the debris on the trailer has been removed. But we still have the trash and debris towards the rear of the property and side of the property, cans. And he's just not working with me to remove this debris. City's requesting until next cutoff.
Okay, based on the information testimony provided by the inspector, chair will entertain a motion finding respondent noncompliance and allowing the respondent until September 5th, 2012. Coming to compliance, be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day. Such motion?
So moved.
Motion by Mrs. Smart, second by Mrs. Kundick. Other questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. Case number 23 is CEB081291, Samuel L. Bodie, or Bodie. Property is located at 350 Maple Street. The respondent is not present.
Eddie Lopez, Daytona Beach Code Enforcement. City of Daytona Beach versus Samuel L. Bodie. Property address is 350 Maple Street within Daytona Beach city limits. Property ID number is 391-533-3300-331. This property is a rental property. It does have a tenant. It does have no rental license on the property. I did speak with Mr. Brody. The property is so-called under foreclosure, but there's no list pendants on it. At least I didn't see any. He has not made any repairs, and the property is still with the tenant. City is requesting 30 days to come into compliance.
And when did you last check the full of list pendant?
June 24th.
Oh, okay.
Now, this was a tenant complaint, or how did you get in?
I'm sorry?
This was a tenant complaint? How did you get
this
into it?
This is the tenant's complaint, yes.
Okay.
Based on information and testimony provided by the inspector and information that's reflected in the record, Chair will entertain a motion finding respondent non-compliance and allowing respondent until September 5th, 2012 to come into compliance, be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day,
so
plus
moved.
A one-time administrative fee of $250. Have a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Borns. Other questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Yes. Consideration of a fine and an administrative fee of $250. Case number 24 is CEB 081292, Mormon Realty and Development, LLC. Property is located at 427 South Martin Luther King Boulevard. The respondent is not present.
Eddie Lopez, Daytona Beach Code Enforcement, City of Daytona Beach versus Mormon Realty and Development, Inc. Property address is 427 South Martin Luther King Boulevard within Daytona Beach city limits. Property ID number is 3915-33012600050. This property, I spoke with the property owner. He requested, this was back towards the beginning of June, towards the end of May, I'm sorry, and he asked for about 2 or 3 weeks to come into compliance within June 27th, 28th. I requested for him to pressure wash the building and repair the rotten wood that's on the front. The time came and went, and nothing has been done. Currently, the property looks in the same state. City's requesting 30 days to come into compliance.
Who did you actually speak to, Eddie? Charles Cherry II.
What was the name?
Charles Cherry II.
No, that doesn't ring a bell now. I don't have the name here with me.
Okay. Has there been any other communication since
No,
then?
I haven't. I sent him a letter, regular mail, and it was just returned. Haven't gotten in contact with him. I posted the property, and he hasn't called me.
Okay. It looks like there is a signature, Julia Cherry, 7/20/2012. Julia T. Cherry, based on your certified
letter.
Yeah,
I didn't speak with a female, it was a male.
Okay. But she did sign for the letter on July 20th, just for the record. Based on information and testimony just provided by the inspector and information that's contained in the record, Chair would entertain a motion finding respondent in noncompliance, allowing respondent until September 5th, 2012, bring the property into compliance, be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
A motion by Mr. Smart, second by Mr. Borns. Other questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Okay, thanks, Eddie.
All right, thank you.
Just for the record, case number 9 is CEB 061258. Property is in compliance as of August 8th, 2012. Case number 10 is CEB 081277. Daniel and Christina Hammond. Property is located at 1254 Margina Avenue. The respondent is not here. We're here to determine compliance and non-compliance.
Non-compliance, next cutoff.
Okay. based on the recommendation of the inspector, Mr. McFitzgerald, and information that's contained in the record, chair would entertain a motion finding respondent in non-compliance and allowing respondent until September 5th, 2012 to bring the property into compliance or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day.
So move.
A motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Smart. Other questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 11, CEB 081278, is in compliance as of August 1st, 2012. Case number 12, which is CEB 081279, John A. Schobert. Property is located at 613 Goodall Avenue. The respondent is not here, and we're here to determine compliance and noncompliance.
Noncompliance.
Okay, based on information and...
Michael Fitzgerald on behalf of Tom Klig.
Okay. Based on information and suggestion by the inspector, chair would entertain a motion finding respondent in noncompliance and allowing respondent until September 5th, 2012 to bring the property into compliance or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day plus a one-time administrative fee of $250.
So moved.
I have a motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Bourne's. Other questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 13 is CEB 081280, John A. Schobert. Property is located at 613 Goodall Avenue. Again, we're here to determine compliance and noncompliance.
Michael Fitzgerald on behalf of Tom Klig, noncompliance.
Next cutoff.
Next cutoff.
Based on information and testimony that's provided by the inspector, chair would entertain a motion finding respondent in noncompliance and allowing the respondent until September 5th, 2012 to bring the property into compliance will be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day. Is there such motion?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Smart. Other questions or comments by members of the board? For the record, case number 14, which is CEB 0.
Did we vote?
I don't think
we
vote. Oh, sorry. Trying to get us out of here. Case number 13, all those in favor of allowing the respondent until September 5th, 2012, or imposing a fine, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Okay. Case number 14, which is CEB 081281, Joseph and Nancy, I guess, Solium, property is located at 437 Manhattan Avenue, is in compliance as of August 8th, 2012. Case number 15, which is CEB 081282, Mary Kathleen Lingen, property is located at 540 Revilo Avenue, Boulevard, property is in compliance as of August 8th, 2012. Case number 16, CEB 081283, Arjun P. and Michelle Dodani. Property is located at 500 Ballou Boulevard, is in compliance as of July 30th, 2012. And I believe we've disposed of all of the other cases. Let me go through the last page. Case number 21, which is CEB 081289, Eric Stack, is in compliance as of, no, we've done, we've disposed of
no,
that 20, one.
21 was disposed
25.
Of. 25. I read those
oh,
already
did you?
Into
we'll
the
right.
This morning.
Okay.
Great. I don't want to
okay.
have to do that.
Is there any miscellaneous business by any member of staff or any member of the board? Hearing nothing, we're adjourned.